Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Filling in for our host, Marty Grunder, this week is Grow Group Vice President Vince Torchia. I'll let him take it from here.
Hi, everybody. Vince Torchia here from The Grow Group for another exciting episode of The Grow Show. If you're watching this, you'll quickly see, no, I'm not in the Steel studio. I'm actually out this week with one of our ACE peer group meetings. We now have over 19 groups with over 195 companies, which is really exciting for us. And I really enjoy being on the road, getting to spend time with these groups, leading groups myself and learning. One topic that's been coming up in a lot of groups lately is this idea of bonus programs or profit sharing. So this week, as a form of compensation, I do want to talk about some of the very high-level things that you should consider if you're thinking about implementing a bonus program, either in the rest of this year or starting for next year. So really, there's two different types of bonus programs that most people are aware of or thinking about implementing. The first is the type of bonus program that is purely based on their performance, right? So if this happens, then you're going to get a bonus, right? That could be a discretionary bonus, it could be a performance bonus, it may even be a sales bonus, right? But put bonuses as one category, which typically is about performance of the team itself hitting certain metrics or goals. The other version of that sharing comes down to what is called profit sharing. And profit sharing traditionally is a company agrees to set aside a certain amount of its annual profits and share those with team members at different levels of the organization, right? So two different options when you're thinking about, again, bonus programs. The, hey, if you hit your goal, if you hit these numbers, if this happens, then you're going to get this bonus. And then number two would be the profit sharing. Hey, our company has set aside this amount of profit. If we hit our goals, then we're going to share this with the team. From a very high level, those are the two factors that most companies are working through. I'm not going to spend time talking today about profit sharing. That can be covered on a separate episode. What I am going to spend time on today is really talking about bonus programs. So why don't we jump into it? Ideally, with a bonus program, what you're trying to do is align behaviors at all levels of the organization. You want from the top of the organization all the way down to the bottom to understand what numbers matter, what numbers we need to hit, when do we need to hit them by, and what happens if we hit them. So a couple steps to number one, thinking about what that looks like, is to set clear goals, right? We have to understand from our company perspective, what is our goal? We have maybe a revenue goal, right? Amount of work we need to get done. There's hours tied to that. Obviously, we have to have sales to get the revenue, but we have to have a clear goal, number one. So as we always recommend, whether it's in peer groups or coaching or anything else that we do, having that be understood by everybody at your company and they get updates on that regularly is going to ensure that whatever bonus program you put in place has taken more seriously and is better observed by your team members. So number one, we got to start with clear goals. Most companies start with what I mentioned, one of two things. A revenue target that we need to hit, right? So that is work that we're being produced after it's been sold, and the hours that come along with it, right? So that's number one. What is the goal that we're trying to hit from a revenue perspective or an hours perspective? Again, those numbers go hand in hand in our industry. That's number one. Number two, your team has to understand on a daily basis how the work they're doing is contributing to that goal, right? We can't just come out and say, hey, our goal is to do $1.5 million worth of work next year. We're laying this out starting January 1. We'll let you know on December 31st if we hit our goal or not. Right? That doesn't make team members feel good. It doesn't align behaviors. It doesn't give them a chance to affect that goal because they don't even know, are we ahead? Are we behind? It's July 4th. How are we doing halfway through the year? So again, we have to understand that there's transparency and that they can understand and see, how am I doing towards this goal that the company's made? So how do companies do that? Usually they have some version of a digital board, a scoreboard or a scorecard, if you will, that tracks the numbers that matter most. So at Grunder Landscaping Company, for example, for our bonus program, every day when we approve time from the day before, our numbers are updated. And so everybody in the organization can go to the schedule board or go to our scoreboard and see how we're doing as we're trending towards that goal. So again, you have to find a way to have that information available to your team. If you don't have a digital scoreboard, if you don't have a digital way of showing this, before we had that, we would just print it off on Excel paper and put it out there for the team to see, how are we doing? Are we winning? Are we losing? And again, you've heard us talk about this before. like anything else, people want to know what the score is and they want to know how to contribute to it. So we've got to give them a way to do that. So number one, we set our clear goal. Number two, we've given transparency, right? We've told them what it is and they're getting updates on a daily basis, ideally, of how we're doing towards those goals. And number three, they think and they know that they have the ability to affect change with those numbers, right? If it's a number that they don't think or they don't know that they can affect change on, why would they care about it, right? So it's got to be something that they have control over. So from a sales perspective, it's got to be, hey, how can I go sell? How can I go visit more properties? How can I go make one more introduction if I need to get an extra sale? On a production side, how do I get more hours into this week? How do I redo our routes to make us more efficient so that we can get more hours in a day, right? They have to have the ability to affect the change of that. Okay, so if we set our clear goal, if we make it transparent, and we give our team the ability to both think and know they can control these numbers, we're well on our way. So that from a very high level is how we're going to structure a bonus program. Getting into the nitty-gritty of it, how are we going to pay it? What are companies doing and what can it look like? The number one mistake we see with this, honestly, is companies that make it too complicated. They have different equations, they have different metrics, they have sliding scales, they have all these things, and if this, then that, and you need like a PhD to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to get my, am I going to get my bonus or not, right? Because we are talking about people's pay, something they care a lot about, something that, again, affects their personal life and their family. So it's only fair that they understand, how am I going to get to these numbers? So what we recommend, number one, would be a total company kind of win or loss attitude. We don't want to create this opportunity inside of our companies where we have these silos where sales wins, production loses, construction wins, maintenance loses, lawn care wins, snow wins, mowing loses, right? We don't want to create that. We want to create this idea that even though we might be in different departments, right? Even though we might be doing different things every day, at the end of the day, we want to win as a company, right? If you're a sports, if you like or enjoy sports, and you know the NFL is coming up here just later this summer, it's three facets of the game, right? There's offense, there's defense, and there's special teams. You can have a great special teams game and you can play well defensively. If you don't score more than the other team, you lose, right? So we, at the end of the day, we have to sell and produce work and get that work properly billed and collected for everybody to win. So a mistake we see, right, is number one, making it too complicated. And then number two, creating silos individually within organizations. So how do you combat that? Number one, everybody wins or everybody loses. And number two, we have very straightforward ways of calculating what your bonus might be if we hit our goals, right? So the most common way people do that is either as a percent of the revenue that you are either managing or working towards in your department, right? Or as a company, if you're going to have a company-wide and department-wide. Or number two, which is what we do at Grunder, it's a percentage of the pay that you earn, right? So you're going to get a percentage of your W-2 income in the form of a bonus if we hit our goals, right? So that means everybody can know what that number is, whether it's 5%, 7%, 10%, 12%, whatever number you land on at your company, for example. A team member knows, okay, well, I get paid by the hour. I get $22.50 an hour. On average, I work between 45 and 50 hours a week most of the year. I know at the end of the year, my annual earnings are going to be between $50,000 and $55,000, and I'm going to get 5, 10, 7, 12% of that. Okay, I can plan my life around that knowing that that's my bonus coming to me at the end of the year. Okay, got it, right? So again, that's why we like to use a percentage of income. Now, or I'm sorry, percentage of W-2. Other companies might want to use percent of income, right? So, hey, our landscaping department is going to do $1 million. Our maintenance is going to do $500,000. We've got $1.5 million. If we hit that number, we're going to share X percent of that with our team, right? Depending on what level you're at, maybe you get more of that revenue. But having a percentage style sharing is an easy way for you and your team to calculate, what am I actually going to earn at the end of the day? Okay, so let's not make it complicated. Let's make it simple. And let's ensure that we all win or we all lose together so that we create this opportunity for teams to then look across other teams and go, hey, that team's not doing as well as they want to do. Maybe they're making us in jeopardy of hitting our goal. What can I do to support them? That would be like a total win, right? At any company, they'd be looking across departments to help people be successful. So if we do that and we don't make it complicated about how people get paid, we are going to win at the end of the day. Again, I'll go into profit sharing in more detail in another episode of The Grow Show, but the last thing I want to remind everybody is before you put this program into place, you've got to understand the math equation. So whatever numbers you land on for your company and whatever way you're going to pay people, I always encourage you to go on a rolling 3-year backwards look and say, okay, let's say we're going to do this. If we hit our sales goal of $1.5 million, we're going to share 5% of that number with the team across the rest of the team if we hit our goals. Okay, so last year we were $1.2 million. If we paid out 5% of that, what would that have looked like? Would we have had the cash to pay it? When were we going to pay it? How are we going to pay it? Okay, let's go back a year again and run the math again. Would that have worked, right? So we've really got to understand, how does the math impact us? Because we need to have that to pay our team. The last thing we want to do is get everybody excited about a bonus program, not have the cash to pay it, and now we're in a weird spot as an organization. Hey, we hit our goals. Our team did what they said they were going to do, but we're really not in a spot to pay out $50,000 right now on bonuses to our team members. How did that happen? Right. So we've really got to be careful about that and want to make sure that we can model the math and have it make sense. So again, if the math works, everybody will win. What I want to encourage you all to do is start simply, start slowly, but start to get this information out to your team. How are we going to share it with them weekly? How are we going to share it with them monthly? Are we going to do a quarter look back and say, hey, we're a quarter through the year, here's how we're trending, right? Are we going to do a half year look back? Are we going to pay out our bonuses once a year? Are we going to pay them out twice a year? Maybe we'll do them quarterly, right? All those things are great conversations to have. As everybody knows on this call, the more frequent you pay them, the more appreciated they will be. People will feel those wins. It also gives people an opportunity. Hey, we didn't win in Q1. Let's make sure we win in Q2, Q3, and Q4, right? So we have more kind of bites at the apple, more swings at the at bat. So again, a lot to consider there as far as bonus programs go. If you're interested in learning more about how Grunder does their bonus program, would really encourage you to come to one of our fall field trips. They start in August of 2024 and run through the end of the year. And we'll tell you about our bonus program and how it works. But again, it's a topic that keeps coming up. I wanted to give you a very high level things to consider if you're interested in a bonus program. And my final words will be this: start simply, right? Make it easy for your team to understand how they contribute, easy to track, and make it so that you're got a big smile on your face when you're paying out these bonuses, because we all won together. That's what we really want to have happen at the end of the day. So in a small way, I hope I've helped you think about bonus programs in a new way this week on The Grow Show. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.